Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 216, a review of Lesson 196, It Can Be But Myself I Crucify. This is a strong reminder that whenever we have attack thoughts about another person, that we are actually crucifying ourself because they are one with us. You know, sometimes people go about the day in gossip, just talking about another person, talking about their mistakes or their failures or their flaws or their misfortune. Sometimes we tend to go into these kinds of thoughts without even realizing it, seeing other people as less than whole. But if we could remember that every time we do this, we are validating that these other people are not one with God, that in fact they are less than whole and not worthy of our love. And each time we do this, we are further declaring that it is us. We are the ones that are less than whole. We are the ones that are inadequate because we are one with them. The worst that we will see in another person is the best that we will be willing to see in ourselves. Imagine that what you see within yourself right now, you are projecting into the world you see. And everything you see as an outside picture is a very good indicator of what your thoughts and beliefs are comprised of. So if you are facing a lot of challenge in your life today, a lot of conflict or discord, or people that are judging you or persecuting you, this is a very strong indicator that you are very harsh on yourself, that you are very self-judgmental. Because other people showing up in your life and mirroring these things to you, this is the effect of your mind. Today, let us remember that we can hold peace instead of these thoughts. We can be willing to forgive other people, to hold a place of compassion and understanding, to be willing to see the truth of them until they can see it for themselves. There is only one of us here. And whoever is saner at the time can take this position and bring miracles to everyone involved because there is only one in the one. It can be but myself I crucify.